This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, we want to just stop and listen to God. And we do that by opening our Bibles with an open heart and saying, God, speak to me right now. Why don't you say that to God right now in your heart? Well, we are moving through the book of Romans, and we come now to Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 26. Paul says, "And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness." He's just been talking about the fact that we live in this fallen world, and even our bodies are fallen, and we can't wait to have glorified bodies that don't get sick and feel pain anymore. The day when God makes everything new. But until then, we live in a time of suffering, and as we live in this time of suffering in a way that glorifies God, it assures us of glory in the future. And so in talking about this time of weakness and suffering, Paul says, in the same way the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. When you don't know what to pray about something, just cry out to God. Ask him to work in the situation. The Holy Spirit will take your prayer and make it meaningful. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You notice, he doesn't say that God causes all things to be good. There are certainly many evil things that happen in life. But even those evil things do not escape the sovereign hand of a loving God. And if you will continue to love God through those things and pursue him, God will cause all things to work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Well, what is the good that what God wants to work in your life? He goes on to say, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." God is at work in your life to make him more like Jesus. And even through the hard times, he'll work things for that good end. "And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." Well, what shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? "He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" If God did the greatest thing possible in giving his Son for us, how can we think that he wouldn't do these things that are so much less in working good things in our lives? Well, who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. So who's the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? If God allows some of these difficult circumstances in our lives, does that mean he doesn't love us? Just as it is written, "For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered." But in all these things, all these difficult things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.